Good morning. 7:38 a.m. on Wednesday. The 17th? I just looked and now I can't remember. No, it's only the 16th. And the reason I don't know that is that I forgot to set my bullet journal last night, so I don't remember writing it down. So I don't remember looking at the date a minute ago and seeing that yesterday was the 15th. So things to do today. Not the least of which is write something today. I wrote a few hundred words yesterday. Hundred, not thousand. Hundred. It's demoralizing. That horrible racket is the chemical tree treatment truck across the street. So anyway, the month's half over. And I still don't have this book done. I probably spent way too much time. No, there's no probably about it. I spent way too much time playing Subnautica again. For those who don't remember early in the year, I played Subnautica when it was still sort of early release. Actually, I think it was last year. Early release Subnautica. And it was fun. It was pretty. Oh, it was so pretty. The graphics were cool. The gameplay was kind of gimped because it didn't have all the pieces that you needed in order to actually get through the game and get off the planet again. Now the pieces are coming together, but I quit when I became frustrated with trying to take the last few steps in to the most dangerous portions of the world. Because it really didn't seem to be, other than going in a creative mode, which is no hunger, no thirst, not really any aggressive animals. I suppose there's a rationale for that, but the experimental mode is not particularly helpful. Even though a lot of the stuff that says now been added to the game was available in experimental even back then. But now the invincible submersible, the Cyclops, is not only no longer invincible, you can't use it as a mobile base anymore without incurring energy losses, which you have to then return to base and charge up. Return to a base and charge up, I suppose. The answer is to create bases all over the place, so you just need to go to the nearest one to charge up. But I'm at the stage where, in order to advance, I really need to have materials that aren't available unless I advance. So I need nickel, I need sulfur. And as far as I can tell, there's no real way to get nickel or sulfur until I have nickel and sulfur to be able to craft the items that let me operate in the environments where nickel and sulfur occur. So I'm about at the point where I know where this is going. I don't particularly enjoy this portion of the game. I didn't enjoy grunting through it before. I don't. I think I'd rather play Minecraft. I suppose that makes me risk averse. I suppose in a lot of ways I am risk averse. I don't think of myself as being risk averse. But playing games like this, it's like, if the only way to win or to get ahead or to advance is through a certain sense of luck, I'm not convinced that it's useful. There's a certain sense of, there's a certain amount of luck in every game. There's a certain amount of luck in Minecraft. It's like, will you luck on to the resource that you need? And if you need a diamond, will you find a diamond? Will you die in the process? Sometimes. Sometimes. Step in a pool of lava. Done that more than once. But it was frustrating before when I could be really pretty sure that the Cyclops was not going to get broken out from underneath me, leaving me stranded or dead. Starting over to create another Cyclops in order to go back and salvage what little might be left of the original. It's just a little too grindy. Yeah, there are puzzles to solve, but it's, I'm going to play a grindy game. I'm going to play a game that grinds. I'm going to go mine asteroids in EVE Online, or start setting up machinery to get one of the collector quests in Forever Stranded, which is a modded Minecraft, which I have to say is maybe my favorite modded Minecraft pack ever. I played Infinity Evolved for a long time, a Feed the Beast mod pack, but it's a monster. It's huge. And it's got all kinds of stuff in it that, after a while, Minecraft becomes, how much stuff can you acquire? Which becomes, how much stuff can you store? And the answer is, quite a lot. Quite a lot. I play these games and my mind clicks through stories. That's the thing about it. Is that particularly Forever Stranded, my mind goes through stories. And a certain sense of Subnautica. story of a person, a man, stranded on a planet where everything is trying to eat him. And he has to discover the things he needs to survive and build the machines that let him do that. Oh, I'm coming up on it. Say it with me. Mug post. And so there's a certain attraction to those stories, and it's like making the bed in the morning. I never used to bother making the bed in the morning. I was like, yeah, why? I'm just going to mess it up again the other day. I never used to do the dishes except once a day at the end of the day. Okay, I'll fess up. I never used to do the dishes until I needed a dish. Back in my bachelor days, when I was between wives, you know, I do dishes when I needed a dish. And I'd stack them in the drainer, and it'd be a big pile of dirty pots and pans. Big pile of clean dishes, dirty pots and pans. Clean pots and pans, clean dishes in the drainer. I've started this year, January 1st. I made a resolution, and this is 5:30 August, and I've still maintained the resolution. I do the dishes as I'd use them. So when I go home and make breakfast, I'll do the dishes after breakfast and take care of them, put them back in the cupboards. So there's never dirty dishes. There's never dirty dishes in the sink unless I'm in the process of cooking something or unless one of the kids has cooked something and then left a dirty dish for me to clean. And there are, I'm not going to say never, but very seldom are the clean dishes in the drainer, because I put them away. If I come into the kitchen and find that there are clean dishes in the drainer, I take care of them. Because quite frequently, ADHD makes me walk away before I've actually finished. Which is just part of how I live, I guess. Or I'll overlook one, like my cutting board. Good morning. So the cutting board goes into the slot beside the drainer, and every once in a while I will overlook it. It's not a big board, it's a small board. Or I will use a big board and stand it up behind the sink, behind the faucets against the wall. So there's a chance to drain off and dry a little bit. And it will stay there because I don't see it. It doesn't register as out of place. Which is a long way to get to one of the reasons that I've decided to do that is to help create the structures that I need to manage my ADHD, to help manage my brain chemistry. Because what I found after making the bed for a few days was that I felt differently. There was a sense of order in my chaotic brain, if only a little bit of order. And the same way with the dishes, there's a sense of order. It doesn't hurt that doing up a pot or two, washing some cutlery, cleaning off a card. Cleaning off a cutting board. It doesn't take very long. A couple minutes. Putting it away means it's where it's supposed to be when I need to use it the next time. And while I know a lot of people live like that and have always lived like that, I've never, ever lived like that. Not my entire life. It was the bane of my parents' existence. My grandfather used to laugh at me. because I couldn't seem to focus long enough to actually put stuff away, to actually in a lot of ways finish what I was doing before I moved on to the next thing. And I spent my entire life moving rapidly on to the next thing so that I didn't have to deal with the mess that was there. Probably why I kept restarting Minecraft games, because once storage got out of control, it was overwhelming, and I said, oh, fuck this, I'll start a new one. Oh, an F-bomb. I don't usually do F-bombs. Sorry about that. It's not that I have any objection to them, it's just... I try to save them for the appropriate application. Overuse makes them cheap. So, anyway, doing the dishes, making the bed, adds to my structure, adds to my foundation, adds to the platform I need to stand on in order to be productive during the course of the day. And in a lot of ways, the same thing is true of the games. And while my wife gets on me every once in a while, but, you know, I'm not going to write if you keep playing games. Nothing's getting done if you're playing a game. Actually, it is. The same way writing gets done when I make the bed. The same way writing gets done when I do the dishes. The same way stories evolve while in the back of my brain, while the front of my brain is busy doing something that, at least on its surface, is not related, but turns out to be a key ingredient. And so, while I spent a lot of time playing Subnautica the last couple, 3 days, part of it is telling the story in my mind, making the story about this guy who has a story already, who's stuck on a planet where everything wants to eat him, where there are microbes that will eventually infect him, and he will need to find a cure relatively quickly. Good, I have a hiccup. So he has a story. It's not his only story. It's not the only story. Minecraft has got a story. It's not the only story. It's not the only story he can tell. It's like I was playing Dave Robison's game, Manifest, at Balticon. Wicked fun game. I don't usually go in for these kinds of games, but it's a wicked fun game. I enjoyed it a great deal. And people kept saying, oh, you can't win playing that way. And my response was, well, who says I'm trying to win? Well, I don't get it. Your mistake in trying to assess my strategy is assuming that my goal is to win the game. And I realize that that's sort of a, you know, a sort of a backwards perspective, given my comment about not being able to win in Subnautica, not being able to get ahead in Subnautica. There's a difference between getting ahead, making progress, and winning. I don't really care about winning, because winning is dying. Winning is over. Winning is done. Playing the game is what matters. Playing the game. Having the game in play. That's what matters. Having progress in the game. That's what matters. At least this is what matters to me. And I appreciate that there are other people who really care about winning. More interested in playing. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. If I can find the off button here.